100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. This is weekly challenge number 266, where I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. The topic this week was bugs. There's a bit of an error with Poll Daddy at the moment on the site, so we'll work on that. But everything else seems to be working, so let's go ahead and get started. First story for the week is by, well, a new challenger, Whiskey Day. Let's hear what she's got to say. Take it away, Whiskey Day.
If I had known it was the last time we would speak, I would have talked about something more significant than bugs. I look back in that conversation with a mix of curiosity and sadness. That such a mundane conversation, so banal and unworthy, would later take on the importance of the last words spoken between us. I hold each recalled phrase to the light, and examine every angle for deeper meaning. My desperation to see a missed clue would never be satisfied. They're just words. "I'll call someone next week," he lied. I wish I could remember my reply.
Thank you, Whiskey Day, and welcome to the madness. As I said earlier, the poll system has, I guess, got a few bugs in it. Irony. Sucks. Do I feel like messing with that, or getting the podcast done and working on the poll later? I'm going to post up the links to everybody's stuff as, like, an ordered list, and then, do we want to continue the polling? Should I mess with this more? What should I do? God, stupid machines. I don't know. I do know that I need to lay off the avocado and brie tacos. I was down to 191.6, and whatever. And the popcorn. That was a mistake, too. Oh, well. You know what? Even though I've got a setback, I've got plenty of time to make up. It's not like I'm in any kind of rush. Although, I'm off the meds, I'm off of this, I'm off of that. But you don't want to hear about that crap. What you want to hear is something from TJ. So, let's just go ahead and head up to North Dakota and find out what TJ has for us this week. Yeah, that'll get my mind off of more avocado and brie tacos.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where we were mentioned in The Onion this week. Woo! It's like we exist. And I'm here with a new installment of my teenage spy series, Mission the Second, Bugs. Martin knew that spying required more than patience. He needed to manage electronic surveillance as well. He set for himself the task of overhearing something he wasn't meant to. To this purpose, he tore apart the innards of an old baby monitor from the shed, broke it down, and, consulting a circuitry schematic diagram in his physics textbook, hooked the microphone and transmitter to a 9-volt battery, and hid it in his parents' bedroom with the receiver in his own. Mission accomplished. The next morning, he removed the bug and set for himself a new task. Unhearing his father's safe word.
Cool. We have ourselves a series, officially. He mentioned it was going to be a series last week, but what if he had come up with something different and then forgotten about it, like everybody does with their series? Okay, all right, maybe others have kept their series going. I haven't. The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln is done. And Mustard Man, well, folks really didn't agree with it. And I don't know what the deal is with Vault Master. It's just a weird... I don't know. Thank you, TJ, for reminding me of my inadequacies. I feel so cold and confused. All right. I also feel kind of stuffed from the... that's a good thing, though. I feel kind of stuffed from the avocado and brie tacos. There were wheat tortillas. Is that okay? And the popcorn was... I'm going to put some butter on it. All right, I just need to get back to my routine. Apples, and I had a pear. I had a pear this morning. I'm enjoying the Concord pears. I really am. Pears are good for you. And I've got apples. And celery. Celery is good with garlic Tabasco. It's like a Bloody Mary without the drunk. Okay. I'll just go to Norval Joe right now, and while you're listening to this, I'll just stare in the mirror and wonder what I'm doing with my life.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 266 with the prompt of bugs. Well, this is actually Thursday night. Tomorrow, everyone I know on Twitter is going to Balticon. But not to be outdone, though it's thousands of miles away, I'm going to the BayCon, which is in San Francisco Bay Area. It's a science fiction and fantasy writers convention, supposedly the oldest in the United States. And I'm wondering, for Lawrence's sake, if BayCon has salt there. I could get him some BayCon salt. Well, we'll find out. Here's my story. Cans were stacked in corners of the living room and under the coffee table. He couldn't just throw them away. They were a Christmas present from his mother. In January, the anticipation was so intense he could hardly stand it. He marked off each day on the calendar until it arrived. When the first canned ham of the month came, he ate it ravenously. When February's came, he made the seasoned meat last all month. When March's present arrived, he twisted the little metal pin around the seal of the can. It had barely opened when the bugs swarmed out. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. And if you do have any BayCon salt, no, never mind. I've still got a bunch left over. What I need to do is get, you know, start chipping away, because the stuff, I don't think it comes with any desiccant? Anti-desiccant? What do you call those little packets? But it's like no artificial this, no artificial that, and the problem is you wind up with solid bricks of bacon salt. So I've got to smash them up a bit and free up the little gritty bits, and maybe there's a pulverizer around here somewhere. Oh, yeah, that's what the hammer is. Come to hammer! I'm sorry. Let's see who comes next. Tom? Tom, are you next? Are you ready? Have you got the recording? Okay, he's got the recording. We're going to put on the tape reels, and we're going to get him up to speed. And, all right, we're playing. Okay, so here's Tom's story.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called What's Up, Doc? Bugs Bunny, is that a rabbit with six legs or insect with floppy ears? What the hell are you talking about? Bugs Bunny is a Warner Brothers cartoon character. He's sort of Mickey Mouse with attitude. Oh, he's mouse-shaped. No, he's sort of people-shaped. Why not call him Homo Bunny then? No one's gonna watch a cartoon called Homo Bunny. He's called Bugs because he's irritating, just like you. I'm trying to get a modicum of specificity here. A rabbit who looks like a person, acts like a mouse, with a personality of a scorpion. Yep, stupid.
That's all, folks. Thank you, Tom. Although, really, his personality is one of Coyote, or Coyote. How do you pronounce it? It's one of those. But it's the personality of the trickster. I don't consider the scorpion a trickster as much as a stingy to death kind of thing, which, I don't know, you imagine how short the cartoons would be. Elmer does something mean, Bugs grabs the shotgun and blasts his head off, Daffy Duck does something asinine and arrogant, Bugs grabs the shotgun and blasts his head off. I know I'd watch that. Okay. Speaking of things that I'm watch, up there on the watch list, right next to all those funny people with the turbans, is Zachman. You should be careful. His stories will bring you down. But actually, they'll bring you up. No, wait, down. Is this one going to be a positive or a negative one? I don't know. Let's find out. Let's ask Zachman himself. What is the story this week? Tell us a little more about it.
Tell me, Bob, what do you think of the new bug versus the old bug? The new bug is safer and more complicated and has a harder time functioning if broken than the old bug, which is more dangerous but more reliable than the new bug. The old bug came from Germany, then people started getting it from Mexico, and the new bug comes from Mexico, but most people still think it comes from Germany. Do you like the new bug or the old bug more? As you know, Bob, we will likely have to sample both to produce this year's flu shots.
Thank you, Zach Mantle. I'm just going to keep walking. Maybe I'll get a bike. Thank you. I don't want to have to have flu shots to drive a car. Speaking of flu shots to drive a car, the man who can produce those shots at a good discount price is none other than Steven the Nuclear Man. Although I think he was on a panel and at a convention and all these people at Balticon and others. I don't know. I'm a little frightened now. Now we're going to wind up with all sorts of Baltic Avenue cards sent to us. Baltic Avenue is fine. We don't need Pennsylvania Avenue. We don't need Park Place, and forget that boardwalk. We're fine here on Baltic. We like it. We like the color of the property. A nice deep purple. Okay. All right. I won't rain on your parade. Go ahead with your story, Steve.
Marcus's fingers clung to the ceiling plaster, watching the rotund mayor and short, compact priest. They always run to Rome when things get bad, he thought, tongue running over his fangs. Father, vampires exist! The mayor wiped sweat from his brow. They threatened that you had to give them someone every week or they'd drain your family instead. Standard tactic. The priest frowned. You made sure we weren't observed? The mayor nodded. My assistant swept for bugs. The priest began to speak, then Marcus dropped the bloodless mayor's daughter on the desk. Not what he meant, the vampire said.
Thank you, Stephen. Wait, there are birds. Wait, that's a dove. And it's on our fence, poking around. Don't, no! It's pecking at the French Quarter sign we've got. Maybe it's a New Orleans bird. Stupid New Orleans bird. Oh, sorry. Thanks. I'm a little confused. Aren't you glad that I have such high production values? Yeah, this should all be scripted, but no, I just wing it. That's what Sunday mornings are for. Speaking of what Sunday mornings are for, Daniel slipped this one in under the wire. Daniel, he said, I can say his name. In fact, I'm going to say his name every other sentence. Worthington, 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 Worthington. No, it's all out there. Just follow the link and you'll find him and all that. And then when the poll is working, you can vote on him a whole bunch of times and all that stuff. But until then, here's Daniel.
The Swarm by Daniel Worthington. Prepare the pesticide bomb, soldier, I said, lowering the binoculars. I've been in many engagements against the bugs, though never successfully. We fought hard, but when this encounter was over, as usual, I was the only human survivor. Another city fell because of my failures. Why? Why kill everyone but me? I sobbed in the depopulated ruins. The swarm amassed, bug upon bug, into a humanoid shape. Tiny wings beat air through an artificial throat, and they spoke for the first time. They die because it's us or them. But your experiment created us. We will not kill our father.
A good Father's Day story, I think. Thank you, Daniel. Glad you're sticking around. Glad everybody's sticking around. Those who are sticking around. Those who aren't sticking around, well, I miss you. And I just want to hear you say, keep it brief. Send it in a recording. Come on, please. By the way, the people that have sent in keep it brief so far, TJ, Norval Joe, Zach Mann, Stephen the Nuclear Man, and Danny. Danny's not in this week. I don't know where. Maybe he's probably playing with the new dog. That's kind of cool. Got a doggy. Woof woof. Okay. Now that I babbled enough, let's see. Oh yeah, there is one more. I wonder who it's from. Oh yeah, Planet Z. Well, let's go ahead and play his story anyway. Maybe it'll be short.
The irony of bugs in the control software for the cybernetic cockroaches caused Dr. Gregor to quietly laugh at his console before going back over the code and making the necessary corrections. Using cockroach-mounted cameras and microphones, he had created the perfect espionage tool. Just crawl a few of these critters into a room, and you could eavesdrop on a critical meeting or roam them over classified documents. Simple and easy spycraft. As for the unit that had been found in his assistant Olga's shower, well, he was just testing the waterproofing compound on the microcircuitry and anti-fogging lenses on the tiny camera.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about bugs. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be ocean, this is Lawrence Simon, saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.